It may be more interesting than the other one. The reason being that it's political. It's a daring biopic, but what I would say is that the best parallel I could draw is to imagine that the movie is about a coal miner or coal worker who's an excavator, big machine worker, operator in the coal mines of Eastern Kentucky. Right? Imagine that. And then he would also be a sing and songwriter, a rock star, a nice guy, apparently, and but also very much a social activist and a rebel. All that in one. Except that the whole thing is set in East Germany, and it's a biopic about a real person who was all that, and some kind of a cult sing and songwriter called Gerhard Gundermann. And he was very well known, and he was well liked. Except that after the fall of the wall, 1989, he had a crisis of consciousness, a sense of guilt, and he came out in the open and to his public as well about his former activities with the Stasi. And it's basically the East German, the GDR secret police. And that was to everyone's surprise, even, I mean, his close friends. So it is interesting because the movie is really about an idealist, in my opinion, a real poet, what we call engagé, committed to the social cause, who sang about his deep commitment to the social cause, who was a strong believer that communism was the way to go. For equality, etc. I believed in Karl Marx's ideals, but fought the system from within to improve the workers' conditions, for instance, courageously fought the hierarchy and, of course, got expelled from the party. And so didn't belong really in it because he was idealist. And so he always realized that his idealism was used by the regime, that turned him into an informant against his friends, against his co-workers. And the question in the movie leaves a lot of questions for discussion is that, does he not realize at that time what was going on? Because he did it for perhaps 10 years, even less, I think. It's only later on that he saw for himself that he was what he was doing when he started becoming the enemy. After the fall of the wall, all the files of the Stasi were scrutinized by basically the journalists, and things came out in the open. And it's kind of a bit of a reverse history, a paradox of history, to think that the former communists were now being spied upon. So it is really brings a lot of questions about idealism and the filmmaker himself, Dresden, seems to think that utopia can be good, but it's a question of how do you implement it? And he wanted to break down some of the cliches that are continued to hang over the GDR and the tainted way which the two sides of Germany still see each other. And he admits that it was a true tragedy that broke a lot of people. Those who believed in it and those who were persecuted by it equally. And Gundermann, in many ways, is at the same time a perpetrator and a victim of that system. I think a good thing that comes out of it is a sense of forgiveness, a message of forgiveness. When he comes out and he says, I'm sorry, and people say, yeah, but why do you do this? And he has no answer. But it's very human. This is a very human movie. I think it's a good exploration of how idealism can be manipulated and can lead you to the wrong path, maybe the opposite of where you actually wanted to go. And whatever dogma you believe in, whether it's political, religious right, or extreme right or extreme left, it leads you down a path that you may not want. Radicalism, clouding of the mind, and basically blocks your critical thinking and makes you do things you may not want to do. And so that's, I think, a good point about this movie. He's a very passionate person, and as many passionate people, artists, they sometimes get so much committed to what they think is the big picture that they forget the close ones near them are their victims. Although it seems his wife never abandoned him and always supported him.
The actor that's portraying him looks a lot like him. They did a really nice job of that. How is it as a film? Just as something to go and enjoy if you know nothing of Gerhard Gundermann.
Well, I just saw the film, and not knowing Gundermann before, I had no preconceived ideas what he looked like or whatever. But for us over here, it's all new. I think he's a bit described as a bit of a comic figure sometimes, a bit of a someone who is afraid of nothing and who's a bit brash and he's not afraid of telling the head of the mine or whatever that why are you driving a Western car like a Volvo when we all have to use a Trabant, you know? And he's just speaking his mind. He's no hold, you know, he doesn't stop. His ideal is brash, and that's his personality. And I don't, well, at least that's how it comes through in the movie. And so he has no real filter. And that's that naivete, maybe, that kind of made him travel through this ambivalence. Like he is everything, both sides. He can be very committed and into what he does, and then maybe doesn't always think of the consequences immediately.
Any closing thoughts on Gunderman?
I think it's good to see a movie that makes you think about, you know, your commitment to something needs to be based in humanism and not be, you know, clouded by dogmas.